The Noosa Council will deliver 25 new social housing units at a former landfill site in Karoi. The subdivision on Lake McDonald Drive will include the architect design project, with the remaining parcel of land to be revitalised and used for other community purposes. Noosa Mayor Frank Wilkie says it's the biggest single investment in social housing in the Noosa Shire to date.
It's a great balance between our commitment and responsibility to deliver for the most vulnerable in our community, and also to consult the community on what ought to happen on the balance of the site, because there are other uses out there that could enhance the amenity of the whole community in that area.
The Sunshine Coast-based Life Flight Rescue Helicopter has located and winched a hiker to safety 3 days after he became lost. The man, aged in his 60s, became stranded on a mountain in the scenic rim, spending 2 nights stuck there. He then called a neighbour who contacted police before the Sunshine Coast crew were tasked to assist. The man was found dehydrated. He was then winched on board and flown to hospital in a stable condition. The stats are in after the long weekend. Surf Life Saving Queensland says more than 200,000 people flocked to beaches on the Sunshine Coast over the 3-day break. Our lifeguards conducted 7 rescues and performed 2,828 first aid treatments. That's higher than usual due to the high level of bluebottle marine stingers in the water on Sunday. And if you're looking for service with a smile, the Sunshine Coast hinterland is the place to be. Both Montville and Mullaney have been named the top 2 most welcoming towns across the country. That's according to Booking.com. It forms part of the annual Traveller Review Awards, averaging out all guest reviews over a 3-year period.